This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. Hurricane Rita appears to be headed for a stretch of coast near the border of Texas and Louisiana. That would take the storm closer to New Orleans than forecasters previously expected. In a moment, we'll hear some people in the path of the storm. We'll start with NPR's John Hamilton, who is at the National Hurricane Center in Miami this morning. Morning, John.
Good morning.
How did the storm change course overnight?
Well, this is a change that really began happening yesterday. You could see it begin to shift a little bit north. That's a normal thing, actually, but it happened sooner than the forecasters expected it to. So where it had been headed more toward Galveston, now they're thinking perhaps more likely Port Arthur, Texas, or Lake Charles, Louisiana.
So I've been looking at the satellite photographs of Hurricane Rita, which now seems to just be filling up the Gulf Coast. Where is the eye of that storm now, and how powerful is it?
The eye of the storm, and you're right. It's a very dramatic thing to see on the screen. It fills up. It appears to fill the entire Gulf of Mexico. It's a huge storm. Right now, Rita is about 290 miles southeast of Galveston, Texas, and it remains a Category 4 storm with winds of about 140 miles an hour, and that makes it a really big storm. You can see just this swirling mass of red on the satellite images. Red being the most intense storm sections, And the forecasters here yesterday were saying something interesting. They say it looks remarkably like Katrina.
Mm. And let's talk about the city that was hardest hit by Katrina. What is the threat now to New Orleans?
Well, it would be a minor threat to New Orleans if it hadn't been for Katrina. They're not going to get anything close to a direct hit, but there will be tropical storm force winds probably. They're expecting perhaps 3 to 5 inches of rain in the city, and the storm surge will push the tides there perhaps 3 to 5 feet above normal. So, you know, if the levees and the flood walls were in normal condition, they could handle that. Right now, the Army Corps of Engineers is saying that if it doesn't go above that, they'll be barely okay.
Mm. And we're going to go in a moment to the Texas coast, John. What can they expect?
Texas coast it looks like it's really going to get hammered. They're talking about a 15 to 20 foot storm surge there, 8 to 12 inches of rain. And the biggest problems will be just north of the eye. The hurricanes spin counterclockwise, so it's always the area to the right and top, if you will, that get hit hardest. So depending precisely where it comes, those areas just north of there, probably extending into Louisiana, could really get hammered. And there will probably be tornadoes. And the final concern is that it looks like the storm may stall once it hits land. It may go inland and then stop moving. And when that happens, a huge amount of rain can fall over a couple of days. They're talking it could be as much as 25 inches.
Mm, okay. Thanks very much, John.
You're welcome.
That's NPR's John Hamilton at the National Hurricane Center in Miami.